This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle. And welcome to the program. I'm here along with my good friend, the one and only, Vanilla Gorilla.
Yes, hello, Raymond.
And, of course, a Gully will be... I don't know what's wrong with... What did Gully do?
He is on his iPhone. What is that terrible noise?
Effing Gully.
Can you hear that?
No, I don't hear anything. I mean, do I hear that? I don't hear anything.
Sounded like we were in a wind tunnel.
I don't know what you were... I don't know what that was.
I thought Hemingway Joe was on the line or something.
No. No.
Can you hear me, Ray?
No, I don't know what happened to Gully.
He's on his iPhone. He said his motherboard or his computer just crapped out on him.
Because he loads so much illegal crap, all right?
Yeah,
onto his computer. He's a pirate. He's arg. He loads so much illegal crap on there, it finally came back to bite him right in the ass.
Sounds like it to me.
That's what happens.
I have no problems with my computer.
You probably don't load all that illegal stuff on there.
Not at all.
See, that's the key. The key is to not load your computer with a bunch of illegal things.
Way to go, Gully.
And then you won't have to worry about it. Boy, all I could say is that damn Gully.
I wonder what their copyright laws in England are like compared to ours.
I think they're very similar. I really do. I think they're very similar.
He'll get out in his like 600th year of life.
All I know is that he puts all that crap on there, all right? And that's what ends up hurting his computer. At least that's my opinion.
I'm in agreement on this one.
Right. Oh, well. Effing Gully. Used to be effing Linus. Today it's effing Gully.
Kids. I don't know what's wrong with these kids, right? Where do you find these
thing.
Kids?
Effing Gully. That's my new phrase for the day.
How old is Gully?
Gully's around 30, 31, I think.
Oh, so he and I are roughly the same age.
Yeah, you guys are right around the same. That's the age. You know, I find myself, I don't hang out with a lot of guys my age.
It's kind of creepy if you were like a Boy Scout or something, Boy Scout leader.
I hang out with a lot of guys that are like 28 to 33, 34. You know what I mean? I really get along with guys like that, and which is odd because, I mean, think about it. If I was 20, all right, I'd be hanging out with a bunch of guys that are like, you know, 10.
Like I said, it'd be really creepy if you were like a Boy Scout leader.
Being a 40-year-old, you know, being once you get over 40... You can do that. So it's very odd. Yeah, so what can I say? Gully. Ugh.
When you were 30, were you buying all the 20-year-olds beer?
No. You know, when I was 30, I was hanging out with guys who were like 28 to 33 when I was 30.
You just picked an age group and stayed there?
Actually, when I was 30, I'm trying to figure out when I was 30. I was living in Springfield. So I hung out with Jimmy, who was in his 40s. Mikey's older than me. RTQ's older than me. I was hanging out with a bunch of guys who were older than me, actually. Somehow, when I started approaching 40, I started hanging around younger people.
And now you're the creepy guy.
And now I'm the old guy. Yeah, but I don't look my age. And guys who are my age look so much older than me. I'm Facebook friends with people I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And I get, you get requests to be friends with people and you see their picture, or not requests, but you know, when you go on Facebook, it says, people you might know or whatever there in the upper right.
Yep.
And it puts a picture of people. And it'll say, like, suggestions. And, you know, then it'll say see all and stuff. And but there's these people that'll be on there. And so anyway, I will always, I'll look there and I'll see, like, some old man, you know, or some old woman. And I'll be like, good God, why is this old, why is this old bat sending me a friend request? That looks like somebody's grandmother. Or else I'll see, who's, is this somebody's father that's sending me, or what is this? And I'll look, and then I'll click on it, and I'll go, God, that name's familiar. Why in the hell is that name familiar? And I'll look at it, and I'll go, I know that, how do I, and it hits me, I go, oh my God, I went to high school with them.
I know, it's the same for me. It's been like 14 years since I've been in high school.
I know.
And it's like, I look at these, I just signed up for Facebook, so I put in my school where I went, and I saw all the girls, and I'm like, man, she used to be hot.
Oh, well, yeah, and that happens all the time.
And now I wouldn't even, and then the girls that weren't that good looking, now it's kind of like, wow.
Hey, I'll tell you, there's a couple of those. I've noticed a few of situations like that where somebody went to high school with who was, I will say this. People in high school who were super hot, okay, like super hot girls, they're still super hot.
No, not really. No, not from I'm where telling I'm
from. You, the girls I went to school with who were super hot, you know what I mean? Like, I see them now, all right? Or I see them on Facebook, you know what I mean? I see, and they're still super hot. Like, super, super hot people don't change. Okay, but people who were like, there were girls that were just hot, you know? Some of them look like death warmed over. And then there were girls, like, there were girls in high school who had crushes on me or I was friends with, and maybe they, you know. And they looked really young. Like, in high school, they looked, like, really young. It's like, man, I can't take this girl out. She's like 90 pounds, and she looks like she's 13. You know what I mean? And she'd be like a sophomore or junior in high school. I'd be like, I can't go on with this girl. She's too thin and too young looking.
Is there really such a thing as too thin?
No, but there was. I mean, in high school, yeah, they'd be like sticking, you know, I mean, it'd be horrible. And then, like, a couple of them are now friends of mine on Facebook. And I look at their pictures. I see them and I go, holy crap. They look fantastic. They look young. They have great bodies because they finally gained a little weight. Their boobs have grown. I go, holy crap. That girl looks fantastic. And then, like, you want to know the other ones that look good? Like, the really athletic girls.
Oh, yeah.
The girls that were really athletic in school, and you're kind of thinking, well, you know, she must be playing for the other team. You know, like, yeah, she's a little bit too good a volleyball player for me to be interested in. And you look at them now, like, you know, 20 years later, and it's like, oh, my God. All that working out paid off because they look amazing.
Think of Gabrielle Reese, same thing.
Yeah, like really dorky, dykey, and there's nothing wrong with you know, I have nothing wrong with nothing against gay people, but I'm saying, like, really dorky looking, dykey girls, they grow up and they look hot as hell, and it turns out they're all straight after all. Ugh, makes me furious.
Yeah, and then you're like, I could have gone out with her. I could have hit that.
And, like, you know what? But some of them, you say, you know what? It would have been horrible to go out with her because at the time it would have been, But now, I look back, it's like, you know what? You look at them now and you go, God, I would have liked to be able to tell my friend, yeah, I nailed her. You know, look at her. I got her. Because they don't, nobody remembers what she used to look like. They only remember what you do look like.
Exactly.
So that's the whole, that's the whole Facebook. That's the best part about Facebook, is either feeling young because you see people that you went to school with and they look so freaking old, or, you know, like I say, the other thing. I guess if you look old, you'd feel pretty bad seeing some of the people. I, however, maybe it's due to my Mexican skin. I look somewhat young.
You know, I can't. I got a whole bunch of guys that I was good friends with in high school, and it amazes me that like almost all of them are bald.
Yeah, a lot of guys lose their hair. Yeah, that
I have a full head of hair, full nice thick head of hair, and there are so many bald guys on there.
Well, see, the thing is, now you grew up where? You grew up here?
No, I grew up in Ohio.
Oh, you grew up in Ohio. You see, I grew up in a town called Gillespie, which is about 45 minutes out of Springfield.
Yeah, I used to live in Litchfield. I know where it's at.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about then. I moved all over the place, though. In the last 25 years since leaving Gillespie, I mean, I have lived in Ohio and Texas and...
New York.
New York, yeah. I mean, I've lived, you name it. Peoria, I spent a lot of time in Peoria, of course, too. I lived everywhere, you know what I mean? I lived at all of these different places. And a lot of people, I will say this, the ones that left their hometown seem to look younger than the ones who stayed in their hometown. You know?
Yeah.
So, maybe that's just me. Hello, Gully.
Hello. I've just been listening, but I have no idea what the sound quality's like. To be quite honest,
you sound like it sounds like a phone call. I mean, it sounds like it's a little bit echoey than a phone call, but I mean, not echoey, but it's a little more hollow than a phone call. But you don't sound bad.
You still sound better than Hillbilly Joe.
Yeah, you're better than Hillbilly Joe. That's true.
Even on the iPhone, thousands of miles away, I sound better than Joe.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, from thousands of miles away, across an ocean, you sound better than Joe.
On a piddly little phone.
Right.
Fantastic.
Well, so what happened to you? You were supposed to be, you're my co-host, and you were not on the show. What the hell happened? What did you do?
I turned my computer on, and it wouldn't, it was on for a while, and then it wouldn't switch back on, so something's fried on it.
You know why? Because of all your illegal things.
No, it's probably I've probably just killed it. Things die
illegal,
on me.
Illegal just... programs.
No, it won't be that.
That's what I think it is.
No, it's not illegal downloading, unfortunately.
Good
at least
old
I've got me money's worth, though. I have to admit, so.
Good old Gully.
I think it's all that internet porn.
Yeah, it is. It's probably porn.
No.
Oh, good Lord.
It's never the porn, no.
Yeah.
My porn's all clean porn.
Yeah. Couldn't possibly be the porn.
Although I was playing on a recently released pirated game before it died.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's probably what killed it.
That's just my luck, actually. I tend to kill things anyway just by looking at them, so.
Way to be Gully. Well, we're glad you're here.
Right.
You are, at least with us for
in spirit.
Until your thing, until it dies, which I'm sure it will, by the way.
It's already crashed. Already crashed once.
As always, we'll take phone calls on the show. The number's 217-883-4667. That's 217-883-4667. If you'd like to call in. Also, we will do the news.
I guess I better get on that, huh?
Gorilla will get us the news. I don't know if Sean Bellint will be calling in or not.
I have an update on that as well.
Oh, about the girl with Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, did she listen to the show?
No, she didn't.
We have to talk about the new iPad.
Yes, we do.
And why they picked that horrible name.
It sounds like a...
I know. I mean, how many? I've seen 1,000 different people today pointing out that it sounds like it's made by Tampax, right? I mean, is that where you're going to go?
Yeah.
And it does. I mean, it does sound like that. Everyone was calling it the Apple tablet, right? Everybody was calling it the Apple tablet. So why didn't they just call it the App Tab or the iTab?
That would be common sense, though, wouldn't it,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
It sounds way better than an iPad.
How about the iTablet instead of the iPad?
It's a giant iPod Touch. That's all it is.
Yeah, I agree. That's all it is. I know. There's nothing special to it.
No, there's no camera. There's no high definition. There's no,
yeah, you
know, no fancy pants bit on it. It's just a giant iPod Touch. Steve Jobs has gone senile in his old age.
And they were like, this is going to be the revolutionary product to change everything. People were going, oh, my God, this is going to show holographic 3D images, and it's going to do this, and you're going to start your car with it, and it's going to be able to, you know, it's blah, 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 all these different things that it was supposedly going to do. It's not going to do any of them.
It's just bullshit, isn't it, really?
Yes. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to play video that is supposed to be played on an iTouch, on iPhone Touch, or an, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's going to play video that's supposed to be played on something this big, you know, on something just a few inches big. And it's going to be played on that big thing, so the video is going to be all pixelated and horrible looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be terrible.
Well, it's the one thing that gets me is, why will anyone actually buy one if you've already got an iPhone or an iPod Touch, which most of the world already have now?
You know, the one thing is, you can download books and you can read books on it. That would be interesting.
Is it worth $499 to read a book?
I don't know. I thought it would be something better than what it is. And the name is horrible. The iPad is terrible. They need to call it the iTablet. The iTab.
Or the ice screen.
Or the app tab. Or the ice screen. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I thought it would have actually went the whole hog instead of having the stupid iPod Touch or iPhone interface.
And I guess it's a Bluetooth connect. You've got to have your laptop somehow connected to it or something.
It's Wi-Fi, and you pay more if you want a 3G connection.
Ugh, it's ridiculous.
And then you've got to sign up for a contract for the 3G connection as well.
You know what? It's going to flop. And Apple stock dove.
Yep.
Apple stock just... You know, but as soon as it was released, it just took a nosedive.
That's
you know what?
Surprising.
We had that same problem. And we're going to keep doing the show for the podcast. We just had the same problem right now that we had yesterday.
Well,
you know that problem that we had yesterday with the computer where it just shut off in the middle? Please tell everybody in the chat room that we'll be right back. If you will, Gorilla. The same damn problem that happened yesterday just happened now.
At least you've got a computer.
I don't know. Maybe mine's on the way out.
Yeah, I have a really nice computer.
I don't know what the hell happened. This happened yesterday to us.
Mine was really nice, quad core, excellent graphics, 4 gig of memory, and now it's nothing. It's a piece of shit in the corner.
I'll tell you, mine's. I don't know what's wrong with mine, but this I cannot put up with this. Just dying in the middle. I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know what causes it.
Well, I managed to adapt. I used the iPhone to call in and used the PS3 to sit in the chat room.
So you're actually seeing and hearing everything then?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. See, you figured it out.
Yeah, I know. You got all pissy and said, fucking Gully.
Yes, I did. I was like, effing Gully. This is like effing Linus. Effing Linus Jr.
No. It's called adapting, if you can adapt. I know the PS3 has a browser, so I could go on Ustream chat, and I realized that the iPhone was an issue that I could use, a problem.
Smart. So you're using your Skype for your iPhone, which is cool because you're making an overseas call, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were just calling my phone direct, it would cost how much money?
Something like 25 pence a minute.
Yes, so think about it. Now you're calling me through Skype. All right? You are calling me through Skype, and it's costing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How cool pretty is cool. that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I know. Technology's great. I miss my computer, though. I'm really gutted.
I think it's very cool. I really do.
I just started playing the new game, Mass Effect 2, as well, and it died.
So I'm, by the way, I'm sure that's what destroyed it.
Yeah. Wasn't that released like last week?
Yeah.
It was released, I don't know, I think it was released today or yesterday or something. It was leaked.
That's probably, that is probably what killed his computer, the illegal programs.
Yeah, why don't you just go and buy it? It's like 40 bucks.
Boy, you're cheap.
If I had 40 bucks, I'd probably buy a motherboard.
And you play it on your computer? Would you get these illegal games and play them on your computers? Is that what you do?
Of course you can. It's just nothing different from playing a normal game.
That's what happens.
Nothing bad normally happens. It's just died. Computers died.
I'll tell you who's figuring. You know, they're always talking about this. They always talk about the pirating. All right. You want to know who's figured out pirating?
Who?
PS3.
Well, funny you should mention
that. You can't pirate PS3 games.
Well, do you know what's just recently happened as soon as a couple of days ago? The same guy who jailbroken the iPhone so you can unlock it and use it on any network or what have you, has just released the code for actually accessing all the parameters of the PS3.
Oh,
so
good Lord. So now they
piracy on the PS3 shall be soon.
Yeah, but it's going to destroy your PS3.
Well, I wouldn't say so. It could
They do piracy on the PS2?
Oh, yeah.
And people it was destroying their PS2s.
Learn the lesson of your computer on this one.
Yeah, learn your lesson. I'll tell you something. My PS3, I use for everything. I watch all my movies through my PS3. It's a Blu-ray player. I watch all my Blu-rays. I save all my different digital video and audio. I save on a media server, and I play it through my PS3. I listen to replays of this show on my PS3, as well as playing games. I'm not going to put anything illegal on my PS3 that would destroy it, because without my PS3, I would be lost.
Well, I'm always open to, you know, pissing about with technology. Mm-hmm. I basically play with anything I've got if it can be played with, to be honest.
You are open to stealing is what you're open to.
Oh, yeah. Did you forget about my Xbox that was banned the other day because of piracy?
Yeah, because you pirated so much stuff they actually kicked you off of Xbox Live or whatever.
Yeah, they banned me because they realized I'm not dirty pirate.
You need to stop that.
I'm not sure I want to be associated with him anymore.
I know,
right?
He's trouble. This one, you really are. Hey, the chat room has some people in there, including the return of K-Fed. K-Fed is back.
Yeah, I noticed. I said hi before.
What the hell? When did he come back? And Al from D-Town is back.
Al from D-Town.
Al is back. I mean, have you seen the chat room? Who's in there?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You got K-Fed's in there, Al's in there. I mean, what the hell? We haven't seen these guys forever.
That's what you get for going to afternoons.
Holy crap.
The crazies are going to come out now.
If I'd have known they were coming back, I'd have stayed at night. Gully's sister is back.
Next thing you know.
She was not offended by my asking about her vagina after the childbirth.
No, she was not. All and right. Also, I'd like to say that my sister was also banned from Xbox Live and from her first Xbox.
So your whole family does the whole pirate thing.
We all live on the Jolly Roger.
You got it.
Next thing you know, Ray, Love Songs is going to be back singing.
Oh, see, well, we don't need that.
One thing I want they're going to actually do for the PS3 is they're actually going to unlock the fact I can't play PS2 games on my PS3. Mm-hmm. Now, it's only software on the newer ones that's still done it. And they're going to work out how to enable that. So I would really like that because I've got tons of PS2 games that I could play on it. All my Final Fantasies and stuff like that. So it's not just piracy.
Aren't the PS2 games pretty... Aren't the PS2 machines pretty cheap right now?
Yeah.
I've actually got one somewhere, but it's just... There's only enough room for the PS3 and the TV, so...
I'm just saying that PS2s are pretty cheap to buy used right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I only play, like, a handful of games.
Mm-hmm.
I play MLB 09 The Show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the year is 2022 in MLB 09 The Show. This is how much I have played this game. The year is 2022.
Wow.
And I just keep playing every year. I just keep playing over and over and over again.
Did Pete Rose ever make it to the Hall of Fame in your game?
No. But there's guys who are on my team who I think are going to make it. I gotta play long enough to where they can do it. I occasionally play Madden 2009. I don't even have 2010 of Madden. I'd like to get it, but I'll wait till it gets a lot cheaper, you know. And I play FIFA 09.
You need to add me on PS3 so I can kick your ass.
I don't think I will. I don't want.
I think you should.
I don't want your piracy to come over and.
Yeah.
I'll pirate your stuff, right?
I don't want it to somehow connect to me, and you know.
I
got a college basketball game that's pretty good, you know. But that's it. I mean, I don't have any other games. I don't have, like,
don't you even have Grand Theft Auto, no.
DC was telling me about the Batman Arkham game or whatever. Never
Which was incredible.
Heard it was great. Amazing. Never played it.
Incredible.
Never played a Grand Theft Auto. I just don't play them.
I only have three games for mine.
What do you have?
I have Grand Theft Auto 4.
Uh-huh.
I have Assassin's Creed.
Right.
And I have Arkham Asylum.
I'll tell you what,
Xbox.
I play this stupid jet ski game on my iPhone more than I play the PS3. And you know what else I got on the iPhone that I love is the Tiger Woods Golf.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Man, that's a blast.
Yeah, that's cool.
If you shoot a bogey on that, does his wife come chase you?
Yeah, with a club. Well, you take an Ambien, and then she comes after you. But it's good, though, if you win the tournament, you get to bang all these... all these skeezy-looking blonde whores. It's pretty
good. Hole in one.
Yeah. You get to be baby daddy. It's pretty fun stuff. It's a good game.
Pimping out.
No, it's a pretty good game. I can't shoot it under. I just want to shoot one round where I'm under par, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't gotten that good yet. And I can't putt. I can't putt worth a damn. But I still really enjoy the game.
Yeah, I was getting into 10. On the Xbox.
I stopped reading in the toilet, by the way.
Thank God.
I stopped reading in the toilet.
Now if we could just get you to stop answering your phone on the toilet,
no,
we'll be
no,
okay.
That's what I do on the toilet now, is I play my jet ski game.
So you're not going to take an iPad to the toilet with you now?
No, I'll take the iPaper. No, I play my jet ski game while on the toilet. I'm like... I work hard.
Between grunts?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'll get done, all right? I'll actually finish with the bathroom portion.
And just sit there and play your game?
Yeah, and even though I'm done going to the bathroom, I still have to finish the game.
Oh, God.
So I'll just sit there unwiped.
Oh.
Hoping that I don't dry, you know, that I don't.
That's going to dry up.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get dry and flaky while I'm up there playing the game.
Well, Ray, this is show number 3 for me. Thanks very much for having me.
No, I'm describing my, you know, this is what I do this is why the iPhone is great. So I'm playing the game and, you know, that's it just shows you how much I'm into the game. You can't pause the game, you know. And then when I finish, I wipe and flush and. Try to remember to throw the paper in the toilet and not the
if it gets dry, it's going to chafe, though.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I haven't chafed much. The games don't take too long. It's not like I'm playing all 18 holes of Tiger Woods. I'm playing this jet ski game.
Oh, fair enough.
It's maybe...
You say the Tiger Woods for those really big ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I say Tiger Woods, you know. I save Tiger for, you know, after a Thanksgiving-type meal.
Special occasions.
Yeah. For diarrhea. When I'm going to make several trips, when I make several tips, you know, I do a couple hauls every visit. Gets me through the flu. Thank you, Tiger. By the way, I'm still under the weather. I slept today. I couldn't sleep last night. I stayed up watching that Late Shift movie.
Yeah.
Remember the movie that was about David Letterman and Jay Leno?
Yep, I commented on that today.
I watched that movie from 1996 last night. Still couldn't sleep, so I put on the Sirius radio and I listened to a replay of Howard Stern. Still couldn't sleep. Finally, I took some medicine and fell asleep. Then I woke up at like 7:45 and offered to take my daughter to school. My wife's like, no, you're sick. She goes, go back to sleep. So I went back to sleep. And I woke up at like 1:30 in the afternoon. That's how much. I mean, that's how much I'm sleeping.
Wow.
I'm going to find out tonight.
I've been
sick.
I got
a new bed.
You what? You got a new bed?
New bed.
Really?
Just set it up right before the show.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh, and it's a memory foam bed.
That stuff's horrible.
How old was your last bed?
Maybe 10 years.
That's my wife and I have a bed that's, I think, over 10 years. We want to get a new one so much we can't afford. You know, they're so goddamn expensive, these beds.
Yeah, this one was $900.
See, who's got $900? I mean, other than you.
Apparently me.
Wow. What is it, like a big king size bed?
It is actually just a queen. And this was, I went to the store and I was going to buy a full, because it's just going to be for me. So I was just going to get a full bed. And he said, I don't have any in, but I'll sell you a queen at the same price.
That's awesome.
This one is actually a $1,200 bed. Wow. So I got it cheaper because he was out of stock.
You could have bought yourself an iPad for
good
that.
For you. You get a queen though, huh?
Yeah, I got a big queen for myself.
Just for you. What about your wife?
She can sleep on the old bed.
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yep.
You're doing separate beds.
And rooms. But yes.
Wow.
No way. Gorilla, you're lying to me.
No, swear to God.
You and your wife don't sleep in the same bed or I mean, you don't even sleep in the same room?
It's hard for someone to sleep with my level of snoring.
Wow.
You don't even sleep in the same room as your wife.
Not after tonight.
Wait a minute. Tonight's the night you're moving into a separate room?
I'm already there, man.
Does she know this?
Yeah, we've been setting it up all week.
And she's excited about sleeping in a different room.
I doubt that, but
wait, all right, I got to back up. Whose idea was it to sleep in separate rooms?
It was mine.
And
I'm, by the way, I'm going to get in trouble for talking about this. So
this is so. How long have you been married? For how many years?
Next month will be 5 years.
All right. And you've always slept in the same bed?
No. Most of the time, yes.
All right. And the same room.
Yes.
And you snore really bad, so you keep her awake.
Oh yeah.
So your answer is, you said, listen.
No. That's not the reason. I just do.
Wait a minute. But I'm saying you went to her and you said, listen.
Yeah, but not because of the snoring, though.
I'm going to move into another room.
Across the hall, yeah.
Because I keep you awake all night.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, what did you say?
This is what's called a compromise, Ray.
Oh, for God's sakes. Compromise from what?
See, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this now.
Oh,
you understand?
Go.
You understand you're getting me
well,
in
listen,
trouble.
Well, listen, this show is nothing if not forthcoming. All right?
I thought you were going to say this show is nothing but trouble then.
This is
it
something.
It is, actually.
This is something. Okay, so you and your wife, are you guys having trouble or something?
Yes, we are separating.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
You know why you're separating?
Not because of that.
Because you have an open marriage. That's why you're separated.
That's not the reason.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
This is totally bizarre. You want to bang that other chick, don't you?
What other chick?
The one you were showing us the pictures of.
The first one or the second one?
Well, both of them probably, knowing you. Yeah,
not the first one. I work with her. I got rules, Ray. I don't just sleep with anybody.
You'd like to do it at the same time.
I don't just do it with anybody, Ray. I have rules.
So you're separating, but you're staying in the same house?
Well, that was the compromise.
Well, who decided to separate?
I think initially it was my idea, but it after we talked, we understood that it was a mutual agreement.
So you just but you're still going to be roommates?
Yes.
Oh,
for at least a while. I don't know.
Oh my God, this is a horrific idea.
And it's not as though we may not get back together. I'm not trying to say that.
Do you still have sex?
Sometimes.
Oh, for God's sakes.
This is getting more bizarre by the second.
This is a wild story.
Well, I am leaving out details. I don't want to spread my entire personal life over the air.
But cheating was it? Was cheating involved?
No.
Because how do you cheat in an open marriage?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too.
No, it was... There was no cheating. involved.
No, she wanted to have a closed marriage, and he said, I won't stand for it. How dare you not sleep with other people?
Wow. Now I'm like, I'm sending you over to Joe's house.
This is so weird. All right.
All right.
And so now you're going to stay in the same house.
Yeah.
You're going to be like a brother and sister if you don't watch it. You know what I mean? Your relationship is going to grow. Your relationship's going to grow into like friendship, you know?
Well, and you know what? That's where we started out. We started out as friends.
Oh boy.
And I can't, I don't really know how to say it. It's like, I don't ever want to lose her in my life type of deal. And I don't want to grow to hate her, you know, and she doesn't want to grow to hate me. And so we'll take a step back. We'll see how things are.
We're going to go into separate rooms. You don't think it's odd you're going to live in separate rooms?
So what would you do if, like, say, in a month or so's time, she brings back another guy? What do you do then?
Yeah.
She could do that tonight if she wanted.
Okay, fair enough.
Does that mean you could bring home another woman?
I would assume so, yes.
You're going to become roommates.
No.
Yes, you are. You're going to become platonic roommates with your wife. That's what's going on. I can sense this.
That's not where I want this to go.
I'm not saying it's what you want. I'm saying this is what's going to happen.
I'm so going to get in trouble for this.
This is what's going to happen.
So I'm going to get whipped, Ray.
Wow.
I do believe my PS3 has also crashed. This is a fantastic day for me.
Wow. Are you serious? Wait a minute. While you were talking to us, your PS3 just crashed?
Yeah, it just crashed on the Ustream page.
Congrats, Gully.
Thank you.
That's all right. At least you're still in a relationship. You're not like, at least you're not sleeping in a separate room from your girlfriend.
Yes, he is.
That comes later.
Well, yeah.
You don't live with your girlfriend, do you, Gully?
No, we're sleeping in different counties.
Yeah, but when they're together, they sleep in the same bed.
Well, there's nothing saying we can't do that either.
So you think this is actually going to help your marriage?
I don't know.
This is really odd.
It's very weird.
I know. It's like Gorilla's one of these guys who like wants his space, you know? I like being married. I just like my space, too.
That's very true. I do like my space.
You are a cake-and-eat-it kind of... I've always known this about you. You are a cake-and-eat-it kind of guy.
Hey, what's wrong with that? I like cake. I'm fat.
I'm saying, you like to have your cake and eat it, too.
Well, yeah, who doesn't, really?
Well, I'm not saying
Who wants you to stare at a cake?
I'm not saying that people don't want to do it. I'm saying people usually don't do it. You know, it's like, hey... I love my wife more than anything. I'd love to date other women, but you can't do that when you choose to be married.
I don't date other women.
No. I'm just giving you an example of having your cake and eat it too. You know,
I love cake.
So now you want to have the positives of marriage, but you know, you want your own room. You want your privacy.
There's like I said, there's nothing stating we're not going to get back together.
Who's going to cook? Are you going to cook and stuff?
I have been with Mercy for 9 years. Yeah. We've been married for almost 5 of it.
Yeah.
She has watched thousands upon thousands of hours of Food Network. She has cooked 4 meals.
Really?
Yes.
So you do all the cooking?
I used to be a grill cook.
I didn't know you cooked, okay. So who does
I don't know I cook. Remember that day I brought in crepes?
I'm just saying that in your house I didn't know that. I knew you knew how to cook, but I didn't know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For example, my dad has been a, you know, his whole life he's been a cook and chef and a restaurant manager and, you know, just all these different things. He doesn't cook in his house, you know.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, he's been doing that. He doesn't want to bring his, you know, go to work, cook, come home, cook.
That's true. I guess that's true.
Can you make cake?
Oh, yeah. I make cake.
I mean, goddamn
it.
Have you ever seen if somebody can make a hell of a cake?
Hell yeah, cake.
Good Lord. I'd love to have some of that cake.
I'll share my cake with you.
So she doesn't cook. You're the one who cooks.
Oh, yeah.
Who cleans?
She cleans, like, the dishes and stuff, but the rest of it's like, you know, pick up after yourself. You don't have this problem.
Who does the laundry?
Oh, we do our own laundry.
What kind of, is that even a marriage?
Yes, it's a marriage.
I mean, I'm. Do you? I know you don't have kids. Do you have pets or anything? Or
I got a dog.
Whose dog is it?
It's hers.
You know, you never say anything is ours. It's always hers or mine or her or me.
No, we have stuff that's ours.
I don't know. It's very bizarre.
Actually, now that you mention it.
That's what I mean. Your whole life is, your whole marriage is divided. Who didn't see this coming?
I don't really see
point.
I don't really see how it's divided, though.
I don't know.
I'm not like, you know, trying to put me on in or, you know, push his feather apart, but Ray's got a really legitimate point.
Damn right, I got good points. I'm not a stupid man.
Well, she's got her car, I got my car.
This is what I'm talking about. You know, who owns the house?
We have a townhouse.
And you rent?
We rent.
Oh, God. So there's nothing. So in other words, you guys have, if you did decide to just separate and move out, there's nothing really holding you to, you know.
Well, I mean, besides love, I mean, there's always that.
Right. It sounds like there's a lot of that going around, right?
Yes, there are.
Sounds like your home is made of love. By the way, anybody has advice for Gorilla, 217. What's the number? 883. What's the number? 217-883-4131. No, 217-883-4667.
4667.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know it.
217-883-4667 if you have advice for...
The pothead remembered the number, whereas Ray could not.
I'm just busy in shock trying to figure out what Gorilla's up to.
I'm going to be in so much trouble.
You're type of no good is what you're up to.
I am going to be in so much trouble.
This is great. Did Linus break you up? Is that what's responsible for this?
No, it wasn't Linus. You know what's really funny is that after all, like Mercy hasn't liked Linus in months.
Right.
Like he said something about her and she just like flipped out.
Did anybody really like, I mean.
I like Linus.
Anybody
I
like
still
Linus?
Like Linus.
I mean, I like Linus, but I think that I was one of the few. I think a lot of listeners enjoyed him, but didn't really like, if I can explain this, they enjoy his humor, but they don't like him.
No, I like.
It's
I
a
would
very
actually,
odd
I would talk
thing.
To him for hours off air.
But it's me. He would piss me off sometimes with his stuff on the show, but I liked him personally.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't mind him. I think he's cool. He can get under your skin, but that's just Linus.
If that makes any sense. Let's take a phone call. Hi, you're on the air. It's Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Ray?
Yes.
It's your buddy, Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's up, my man?
Nothing. Hey, I just want to know, do they have like a white piece of tape down the middle of the living room?
No, there's no tape on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, there it comes.
He's got that fake door like WKRP in Cincinnati.
No.
That's right. She has to knock before she goes to his side of the room. She has to knock on the imaginary door before he lets her in.
No.
It's very weird.
It's not weird.
Do you guys do anything together?
Sure, we do a lot of things together.
Dave, you're a married guy, right?
Absolutely.
Do you sleep in the same bed as your wife?
Occasionally.
but you do sleep in the same bed.
Yeah,
I have this
snoring problem. So.
Oh, so you wait, are you serious? You guys you'll sleep in a separate room too?
Yeah. I actually have sleep apnea, so.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got to wear that stupid CPAP machine.
So you actually have to have a separate bedroom?
No. I usually can you know, if I get stuffed up or something like that damn thing doesn't work very good. So I'll sleep down on the couch or something like that.
Oh, okay. But you've only got one bedroom.
Most of the time we do.
You've only got one bedroom then.
Correct.
Yeah, because wouldn't that
when we don't have
if we have kids.
Yeah, we don't have the kids in with us.
That's got to be weird, you know. I read. In fact, it was my wife that read this. We knew a couple like a. This couple that I used to know, the wife revealed to my wife, she said, she goes, oh, we don't even sleep in the same bedroom. And my wife goes, what? She goes, yeah, we have separate bedrooms. And my wife's like, "What? Are you having problems in the marriage? She goes, no, we're great. In fact, we're better now that we have separate bedrooms. And my wife was like, that's so odd. So she Googled or was looking it up or something because the girl said, oh, I saw it in this magazine. My wife goes, the reason, she told me, she goes, Do you know, like 27% of married people sleep in separate bedrooms? I go, that is insane.
Why? I would think it's higher than that.
I think it's insane. Yeah, I think it is too. But I'm talking, these are people under 50. Now, I think when you get older, there's some people when they're really old, they do it, you know, for whatever reasons. If you're going to sleep by yourself, why even be married? I just don't even get it.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah, and it's weird for your kids. I mean,
I have lots of friends that have separate bedrooms.
They're married and they have a separate bedroom?
Yep.
That is...
And a lot of it has to do with, you know, ignore that sort of stuff. But
I don't get it. Are you flatulent? Is that the real reason? She makes you leave the room because of your flatulence?
Gassy exchanges.
You gassy. Oh, you gassy.
Dutch oven.
Yep. Do you give her the Dutch oven and she gets angry? You give her the Dutch oven. Yeah. Hey, by the way, CBA Dave could never listen to the show because he used to complain that we were on too late. Now you can hear the show.
I love it, except for the stupid lagging.
So you've been getting some buffering, or what's been going on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Not too bad. The iPhone's not too bad, but it might be my office connection.
It's got to be, yeah. It's got to be.
But no, yeah, that 10:30 crap was too late for me. I'm an early morning guy, you know.
Well, dude, I'm glad you can listen now. I like having listeners like you tune in. More higher class of listeners.
Right.
More higher class of listeners, right, other than just that Chris Hansen and guys. All right, buddy.
All right, see
you. Later. There you go. The one and only CPA Dave.
Does this microphone sound any better, by the way?
It sounds all right.
I changed it to another headset because I've got a few for the iPhone. So.
Mm-hmm. That is weird. Yellow Fury is now in the chat room saying he knows couples that sleep in separate bedrooms. They even sleep with separate spouses.
Wow. I couldn't do that, you know. I could not do it.
There might be perfectly legitimate reasons or perfect marriages that are happening with this. I just think I got to be honest, I think it's really odd to not sleep in the same room as your spouse. I don't know.
I'm still going to be in so much trouble.
You guys are trying to keep this quiet or what?
Yeah.
But people are eventually going to figure it out. Do you want to get divorced? Is the end game getting divorced, or is the end game figuring it out?
I think it's figuring it out, finding ourselves, and then finding common ground.
Maybe you are a couple that has to sleep in separate bedrooms.
I couldn't do it. I hate the fact that I live so far away from my girlfriend. I hate sleeping on my own. It's pretty crappy, to be honest.
Just saying, maybe you're the a couple that has to do that. You know?
I would like to not continue on this topic.
I'm just saying that there are successful marriages, obviously, that are obviously doing this. I don't know. I mean,
hasn't your wife ever kicked you to the couch?
No. No.
Really?
My wife and I made a vow 20 years ago. All right, not 20 years ago because we didn't know each other 20 years ago. 19 years ago. That basically said we just don't get angry at each other. And we don't. In my entire marriage, and even prior to the marriage, we were just living together. I don't remember ever having an argument with her, like a huge argument. There might have been times where I've said something smartass, or I think she once was frustrated with me and just said, "You're just an idiot," or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But usually we laugh about it. We have never, ever had a big fight. I mean, we just never have. We've never slammed doors or yelled at each other God forbid, we've never gotten physical. We've never, you know what I mean? We've never had any of that. And we have never, in the entire time I've known her, I have never gone to bed or never gone to bed mad.
I have lots of times.
I don't remember going to bed angry at her. You know, like there have been times. I'm the kind of guy, if something's bugging me, we'll be laying in bed, getting ready to go to sleep. And I will say, I'm the guy that will step up and say, I got a problem. And she'll say, what? And I'll say, blah, 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 whatever it is. I will say what my problem is. You know, I'll say, this bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how we are. We've always done that. You know. Now, I don't know if she's ever gone to bed angry. I don't know. To the best of my knowledge, she hasn't, but I don't. But then again, I don't know. I'm not, you know. But I can honestly say that I don't remember. I have never gone to bed angry. There has never, in the entire time I've been with her, there have never, ever been, there's never been a time where I have even considered or thought about or even done a what if about not being married to her. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I'm probably more like most people. We have our moments, and she has called me the C words on the numerous occasions.
Right.
But after a good shout, then we get it out of our system, and then we're pretty much back to normal.
We're not fighters. We don't. I know some people like to fight. We don't do. We're just not. We don't fight.
Nobody really likes to fight.
Yeah, we're not big fighters. Never have been. We, you know, we've just always, I don't know, we're just, like I said, I've never even had a point where I've even thought. I've never had a point where I've even thought that I don't want to be married to her. Or I've never, ever thought for a second about not having her, you know, like separation to me is just out of the question. I would just never do that. It's just not, it's not something I would ever do. And I think she feels the same way, especially when we had our daughter. Because we waited. I mean, my wife and I were it's like I knew the first day I met her I wanted to marry her. I knew, like, that night I knew that I wanted to marry her. All right? And then I knew that I wanted to have children with her after living with her for like a month. I knew, you know, I want to have kids. But we never, but still, even though I knew it, even though I was 100% sure, we still waited to have a child. For not because we didn't think we would be together. And maybe that was it at first. Maybe it's like, well, let's make sure this marriage is going to be as solid as it is now. You want to make sure it's not just the honeymoon stage. Because I'd hate to be one of these couples that has a kid and then you end up getting divorced. Because I was a child of divorce, you know. And my wife, her parents have been together. And, you know, divorce is not something that she would ever do. But, I, you know, we wanted to make sure. And then it became a thing of, okay, well, if we're going to have kids. Because at the time, I think we were thinking we'd have more than one. We're like, let's do everything we want to do now. Let's get it all out of the way. Because let's face it, when you have a child, your life changes. You can forget about going on vacations, you know, when you have a child. You can forget about being bored at work on a Friday and saying, hey, you know what, when you get off work, let's drive to Chicago for the weekend and stay downtown and hit the bars. Or hey, this weekend, guess what, the Cubs are playing in Pittsburgh. Let's drive over there and get a hotel room, and we'll watch them and go out. You know what I mean? That used to be our life. Hey, you know, my band has a chance to play in so-and-so. Let's just go, and we'll do that, and we'll party in that town and come back. Or hey, you want to go shopping in this town, or you know what I mean? Life was, it really wasn't planned as much. So we got rid, we did all that stuff, got it all out of the way. And then when we got to the point to where my wife and I just wanted to stay home with each other every night, that's what we wanted to do. We're like, okay, now's the time we should have a child. You know, now it's perfect. And we did. That's when we finally had Bella, and that, and it just enhanced our life. But I mean, we went 10 years without having a child for that reason, because we wanted to, you know, we wanted to A, make sure, and B, make sure there were no regrets. You know, you don't want to have a child and be 45 years old and have all these regrets going, oh God, I wish I'd have done this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
Which I think breaks a lot of couples up.
I think you're right.
So, so I've never experienced, you know what I mean? I have never experienced any of this stuff that that we're sort of talking about now. I've never done. Sleeping in a separate room to me is insane. However, I'm reading in the internet right now. A few years back, sleeping in separate rooms was a sign the marriage was heading towards divorce or facing some serious problems. It used to be a hot topic of gossip among the neighbors, but things are not the same anymore. Today, couples want to guard their individuality and are okay with sleeping in separate bedrooms. In fact, home builders are now seeing a lot of demand for two master bedrooms or bathrooms in the same house. According to researchers, it's been that lack of sleep that can make you very irritable and lead to ill health. Most couples are working odd hours or in a high-pressure job. Their working hours are different. Some are owls and like to work late at night, but others are larks and are early risers. It has also been seen that some like to watch TV late at night or surf the internet or even read a book. Sleeping in a separate bedroom helps the partner have a good night's sleep and not face problems because of the other. It's been seen that the arrival of the baby also makes the husband sleep in another room, as the baby needs their night feedings, which can disturb the man who's got to go to the office the next day. The most common reason for room separation, though, is snoring. Couples always keep a together place where they do their cuddling before going their separate ways. They are completely normal about it and don't feel their marriage is threatened in any manner. This trend is solely driven by the need for better sleep and understanding that each individual has a different body clock and biorhythms. Sleeping in separate bedrooms in a mature marriage does not make much difference in the couple's intimacy, but sleeping in a separate bedrooms while still young in marriage can sometimes create intimate issues. It depends on the maturity of the couple. There you go. This is just one of the many articles I found talking about this subject on the internet.
Wow.
So I don't know. You know, maybe it'll work, Gorilla.
I'm hoping so. I really am.
Maybe this is the key.
It could do.
Maybe it'll make
you. I wish you luck, sir.
Maybe it'll make you miss her.
That's part of it, too. I'm sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
Maybe it'll make you miss her.
Possible, and that's kind of the hope.
Don't you think sometimes missing your wife is a good thing?
Oh yeah.
I know. Like there are some times when my wife is gone, she's at work, and I just miss her. And it, I don't know. I'm happier to see her when she gets home. You know, and I think same goes for me. I think sometimes she misses me. And she's happier to see me when, you know, when I get back. Other times, I think she's glad I'm gone.
Well, and Mercy and I, we both work different shifts, and I have to get up at, you know, before the butt crack of dawn to get to work, and she doesn't work until 2 in the afternoon.
So you wake up at different times.
Yeah, and it really, sometimes when she comes into bed, she wakes me up, and maybe getting more sleep, maybe that'll be part of the fix, too.
Well, I'm sorry you're having marital problems.
I wouldn't see their problems. I mean, we're working them out, man. Don't knock me. Don't knock me.
Wish you luck.
Yeah, I wish you luck with your problems. I hope that it all works itself out.
Hey, that missing my partner is something.
So today was
not something I'm used to, and I don't think I'll ever learn to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really hate it, to be honest. It makes me a crabby, angry son of a bitch most of the time.
I'll tell you, so. I hate travel. I mean, I hate it. I've had opportunities before to travel, do things, do more consulting things. And I'll tell you, I hate leaving home. I hate it. I hate not waking up, seeing my wife and daughter. I hate going to bed and not kissing them goodnight. You know what I mean? I hate not sleeping at home.
I don't mind sleeping away from home as long as I'm sleeping with my partner.
I have done it, but I'll tell you, I just hate it. It's not something that I am a fan of. Not sleeping at home is, I don't know. It's just not my thing. So, you know. But then again, you know. Then again, I'm not like everybody else, I guess. I guess a lot of couples have different things going on. You know.
Yep.
Like a gorilla who's having problems in his marriage. They're sleeping in.
It's only temporary. And I'm sure Mercy's going to listen to this later. I still love you.
I hope she knows I'm just teasing.
Sorry, Mercy.
I hope you're not in trouble because of me.
I probably will be.
Although I said hi to her, by the way. I said hi to your wife, okay?
Uh-huh.
When did I see? At my band gig.
Yeah.
And I said hi to her, and she ignored me.
She probably didn't hear you. Because it was really loud in there even when you weren't playing.
I said, Mercy, what's going on? Hello. And she completely ignored me.
She probably just didn't hear you. All right. I have an up. I want to get to that update too, Ray, before end of the show.
An update for?
About Belen.
Oh yes. Let's do it now before we get into the news.
Okay. So today I talked to Sarah. I told her that, thanks, Tiffer. I talked to her and I told her that, Sean did get her picture and, that he was using baseball metaphors, and she said, why? And I said, apparently he does that for everything. It's a sports metaphor is his life.
Yes.
And she's like, well, I don't know. And I was like, well, he didn't sound opposed to the idea. He just, I don't really know what the hell he was talking about. So she goes, and I go, so are you interested in going out? And she goes, well, what does he look like? Because she doesn't know who he is.
All right.
So I went to his Facebook page and pulled up his picture, and she's like, God, he looks old.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Oh, boy, this is not going to go over well.
And I was like, well, he's in his late 30s, early 40s, right?
Right, he's 40.
Oh, he's 40. And she's like, I don't know.
Oh, my God, this is going to kill him.
Oh, poor Sean.
So she... So she didn't like the way he looked.
Actually, no. It was basically the same response that Sean gave. It was kind of like, I don't know, maybe. So it sounds like they're on, at least on par with each other.
Unbelievable. See, you know what it is? They both want to date. I'll be honest. You want to know what it is? They both want to date outside their circle.
I don't know about that.
No, they did. They want to date outside their caste system.
They might be overreaching the parents.
Yeah, they do. They're overreachers. Listen, we talked earlier about people who look a certain way when they grow up. They look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember I said, like, super hot people are always super hot no matter what?
Right.
And then, like, some people that are just good looking will go to hell. Like me, I was just good looking. Look at me. I've gone to hell. You know?
I can't go to hell anymore.
I was never good looking.
My wife was hot when she was young. She's hot now. She'll be hot when she's older. She's always been hot, you know. It's just how it is. You see pictures of my wife when she's 20, and you go, oh, my God, look at that piece of it. Look at, oh, man. And you see her now, you go, oh, man, she looks great. You know, some people who just look really good, they're always going to look really good. All right. Some people date a certain type of person. I just said that I'd never see myself not married to my wife. But if for some reason I wasn't married to my wife, I guarantee. I'm telling you right now. I guarantee you. The woman I would be with would be hot. Just like the women before my wife, they were hot. Maybe it's my appeal. It's just how I am. They look a certain way.
It's the Ray Lytle effect.
Well, no. It's just, that's my caste system. That's where I am comfortable dating. Does that make any sense?
Fair enough.
Now, you're not going to see me hit on Jennifer Aniston. You know what I mean?
Why would you?
Yeah, well, but you know what I mean. I'm not going to hit on super hot, super rich, super, you know what I mean? When I was young, I didn't even do that. I didn't try to date above my, you know. My wife, to be honest with you, my wife is above, she is above my level. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
She's the hottest woman that I ever dated. Now, like I said, I dated hot girls. She is by far the hottest one. Which is, you know, which is why you got to stop there. You know, you get lucky and you find someone, you know, you got to, it's like, stop right there. Don't even try to go any further. And then there are people who, you know, there are people who just, their dating level is a certain type. You can't, you know, you can't try to overreach the type. It ain't going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make any sense?
Yeah, but you can always trade up, though. I mean,
No, you can trade. Yeah, I'm not saying you can't trade up. I'm saying that there's a certain type of person. There's a certain type of girl that liked me. You know what I mean?
Right.
They had to have a good sense of humor. They had to, you know what I mean? They had to laugh. They had to have a good sense of humor. They had to be independent and have a lot of self-esteem. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
Like, I've always needed somebody that can do their own thing. And I do my own thing, and then we found a middle place, you know.
Yep.
I never wanted a nagging or needy woman. That's just, you know. That's just how I am. So I'm saying that there are, you know, that maybe there are some people like Sean. I think Sean, there's a certain type of girl that's perfect for him. But he doesn't want them because they're too fat or they're too this, or they're too, you know.
They're too needy or
yeah,
not
whatever
needy
it
enough.
Is. But yet his level, that might be his level, you know. So I don't know. I'm just saying that he's reaching for the stars. Maybe he should reach for the trees.
Or the bushes.
And sometimes you're holding, you got your hands in a nice bush, and a star comes along. You know what I mean? A star comes along.
You want to watch out for the nettles, though.
Yeah.
The what?
The nettles.
I'm lost.
Nettles, as in like...
You know, the nettles. John, Paul, George, Ringo.
No, those are the Beatles,
oh.
Not the nettles.
Oh. Whoops.
Bushes that stink. I was making a reference towards a certain individual calls occasionally.
Ugh.
Nettles. Stinging nettles. You know what nettles are,
bees,
don't you?
The bees.
Needles.
The bees.
Never mind. I'm just going to let it go over your head.
He's talking about the bees that are in the bushes.
No, he's talking about needles.
Oh, needles. Is that what you're talking about?
Nettles.
Things that stab you? Or things that bite you?
Thorns.
You mean thorns?
Yeah. Yes, thorns. That would be the closest.
Couldn't you say
freaking thorn, you damn you foreigner?
No, but it's nettles, stinging nettles. That's what they're called.
Boy, you English people. Why don't you learn to speak English, for God's sake?
He's a freaking elitist.
You can't understand anything you're saying.
You stole our language anyway.
We didn't steal your language. We took it. There's a difference.
Right. We took it and we made it better.
There's a difference.
You stole it and you bastardized my
You know
language.
What? We took it and we added swear words to it, which made it a lot cooler.
Yeah, but all our swear words are much better. Like, bastard is the ultimate swear word.
Right.
That's a proper English swear word, though.
Yeah, woo.
So is the C word, which is the ultimate thing.
See, people are very anal, which is why your favorite curse word has turd in it. Let us move. So the girl thinks she's too good for Sean Bolin. I think that's hysterical.
She didn't say she was too good for Sean. I don't want to make it sound like that. She was just kind of like, oh, he looks kind of old.
But she did it after you told her what he said.
No, I didn't say anything about what he said. She was like, I just want to see a picture of him. I'm like, here's a picture of him. I pulled up his Facebook page.
You told her what she said, and then that was her way of
getting back
at him. That's why he should have just shut up and been – he should have been complimentary to her and then just shut up.
I didn't – like I said, I don't even know what the hell he said.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand. How do you talk to this man?
Yeah.
Hello, chicks.
If it would have been me, I'd have said, listen, she's too fat. She's not my type.
If that's what he was going to say,
she
then
seems
I wouldn't have said
not, that. I'd have said, she seems nice. But you know what? She's too fat. She's just not my type.
How do you talk to this man, Ray? How long have you known him, and how do you talk to him?
I've known him forever, and this is how he is. This is just 100% how he is.
Next time I talk to him, he's going to bring up something about FIFA, and I'm going to be lost.
Yeah, I know. He's very – I know. What do you think? All right, shall we get to the news?
Sure.
All right, let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, we always like to end the show with news, and the person that gives it to us is the one and only Vanilla Gorilla, even though he's having – I appreciate it. He's having marital trouble.
Oh, Jesus, just stop.
He's having marital problems, but he's found time to be on the show.
Counselor Ray will help.
Unlike Linus, who had to quit the show, it's because of his coma that he's in from his accident.
We're sending them monkeys.
He's in his imaginary coma from his imaginary accident, so he could not be on. But Gorilla, he fights through his marital problems to join us. I appreciate it. Let's get right to the news on Chubby Ray Live.
Hello, Raymond.
Hit me up, Vanilla.
This one comes straight out of Oregon. A man was stopped while trying to break into an Oregon jail.
He was trying to break into jail?
He was trying to break into jail.
Who tries to break into jail?
Police say a man climbed over a fence and trying to break into the Jackson County Jail.
What is wrong with this idiot?
At 4:10 a.m. Monday, officials spotted him scaling the fence around the area where officers unloaded potential prisoners to take them inside. He's 28, distraught, drinking and smoking marijuana. You know, every time you hear a story, he's going to have marijuana when somebody's trying to break into jail.
I'm just going to break myself into jail. It's where I deserve to be. Was there any reason? I mean, did he give a reason why he was trying to break into the jail?
Said they wouldn't let him in the front entrance. When he tried to get in the front entrance, nobody answered. So he decided to go around back and try and climb the fence.
Wow. What a guy.
Because he thought he belonged in there, or?
It doesn't say why he was there. Just says
he must have, I've never ever had that much pot that I would like to break into a jail. He must have smoked half of Amsterdam or something, or he's insane.
God.
Jesus Christ.
That's great. All right, what else has happened?
More about prison. There's a man in Utah. Mm-hmm. Who asked the judge to plead up for more time.
What? What is with this people in there wanting more prison?
This man is a heroin addict, and he has chosen to fight his heroin addiction by asking for more prison time.
How insane. All right.
Oddly enough, he was convicted of distribution of a controlled substance.
So he said, I'm way more screwed up than this. I need to spend more time in this jail.
Yeah,
it's the only way I'm gonna. Did he want to get better? Or?
He wants to. He wants to come clean off the heroin, so he figures the best place to do is in jail.
How
apparently,
weird.
He's never seen Oz.
Have the state pay for his rehab. Well, good for him.
That's one way of doing it.
Listen, I hope it works. You know, addiction's a horrible thing, man.
Now, I have a question, right?
I mean, Gorilla, you know this. You're addicted to porn.
I am not addicted to porn.
What's causing your marital troubles? No, what is your question? Go ahead.
Do you know Debbie from Wisconsin's last name?
I do, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure you know it, because the next story is about a woman named Debbie from Wisconsin.
All right.
Wisconsin woman pleads no contest to rat and meal scheme.
Uh-oh. We know Debbie loves rats.
She was found guilty after she entered a plea for felony extortion charge mm-hmm. for trying to demand $500,000 from the owners of the Seasons.
What happened? She put a fake rat in a dinner, right, or something?
No, it was a real rat in a dinner.
And she said that they fed it to her or something, right?
Right. She was trying to claim that the owners had, or the cooks had, put the rat in her deal.
And they found out that she did it herself.
Yeah, because it was determined that the rat had been cooked in a microwave and that the restaurant does not use microwaves.
Wow.
Everybody knows that you're supposed to skewer the rat and cook it over an open fire.
That sucks.
Instead of dinging it.
Dead rats roasting in an open fire. So, who is the woman? Give me her name. I'll tell you if it is Deb from Wisconsin or not.
Her name is Debbie R. Miller.
No, that is not Debbie's last name.
Well, all right then. I was just wondering if there's a reason why she wasn't in the room today.
Maybe she was. And she always talked about how she hates rats. Maybe she hates rats because she got in trouble for them, right? I mean, that makes sense to me.
That would make sense, yeah.
Right.
What
an idiot.
Yeah.
Listen, there's enough health code violations and horrible things that happen as is. You don't need to, you know, fake it. With this filthy and dirty as a lot of these restaurants are anyway. Walking E. coli factories. Disgusting. All right, what else is happening?
Let's see. $500 tip leads to $66 million in fake bills.
Good Lord.
Nice.
Malaysian police have arrested a Lebanese man allegedly carrying around fake currency with a value of $66 million after he tipped the hotel staff with a $500 note.
And then they went and they found him and he had all this fake...
Yep.
Wow.
He had $100,000 and $500... the 100,000 treasury bills and $500 bills that were U.S. That were all fake.
It's good to see someone having a
Has anybody ever seen a 500? Do we have the $500 bill? Is that?
It's not currently in circulation.
Think we have one, do we?
Yeah, we do. We have a $500 and a $1,000 bill.
Wow, I certainly have never seen one of those.
They don't use them in general currency anymore, though. Right. They only use them in country-to-country transfers.
Transference of no. Okay, I get that. So the guy was handing out $500 bills to people.
Yeah.
What a jackass.
And then when the staffer tried to turn it into the currency exchange, they found out it was fake, and then the man was later arrested.
Idiot.
Unlucky.
Oh, what kind of moron? I'm going to make brand new Susan B. Anthony dollars. Susan B. Anthony. All right, what else is happening?
Police stopped generous Indiana fifth grader with $10,000.
What happened?
They stopped him. Police say a fifth grader handed out about $300 to others on the bus ride to his Eastern Indiana school. The problem is they say the cash was among $10,000 he took from his grandparents' safe.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No.
Well, how the hell? Oh, my God. His grandparents must want to kill him.
They're only $300 out, so that's not so bad.
So the kid is how old?
It doesn't say. Said he's a fifth grader, so he's probably, what, 10 or 11?
A fifth grader would be, it's got to be like 11, I think.
Yeah.
I'd kill him.
What a dumbass. So he breaks, so he's probably a rich kid, figures he's going to buy friends. Well, I got to be honest, when I was in fifth grade, the kids I picked on, if they'd have given me cash, I probably would stop picking on them. I mean, I'll be honest, that would have worked with me. Hell, it works with me now. If I'm teasing someone and they give me cash, I stop teasing them. Yep. Hats off to this kid. He figured out how society works. He'll be very successful. I don't think we have a Columbine thing here. I think this kid is probably going to be,
He'll be the next chief executive of Apple.
Look at, he's giving away money. He'll be the next Tim Geithner.
It'll work for Enron.
Not everyone got that joke, but those that did, I think you enjoyed it. And we have time for one more story.
This one I'm going to need Gully's help with.
Uh-oh.
Apparently a UK diner is asking patrons to sign waivers for their dessert. A London restaurant has asked diners to sign away their rights to sue before consuming Christmas pudding, a traditional Yuletide treat that sometimes contains coins or charms. Why do they put coins in it?
Wait a minute. It's called, what is it called? Christmas?
Christmas pudding. This one's actually from about a month ago. But
Christmas pudding, they put, what's in Christmas pudding?
Like currants, black currants, brandy, other stuff. It looks kind of like rabbit shit mashed together, and it stinks.
Since traditionally silver coins are hidden in the mix, so some portions have them and others don't, finding one in your pudding is supposed to attract luck. But the lawyers asked them to have their patrons sign waivers because it can also chip teeth and bring lawsuits.
How bizarre.
Well, we are renowned in the world for having terrible teeth anyway, so it's not going to make that much of a difference, really?
How come they don't make pudding out of like what we make pudding out of?
We have to be weird and different, I suppose.
So is it like chocolate or vanilla pudding or anything that we have here? What is your pudding? Your pudding sounds like bread.
It's not bread. It's like, say if you were to put hot tarmac on a plate and eat it, it would have the same consistency as that horrible stuff.
Put hot what?
Tarmac, you know, what you lay the road with.
Oh, tar. All right.
Yeah, tar. Hot tar. If you put that and put a few currants in it, it would be the same consistency of this nasty cake.
So it's, you don't have, like our pudding here
is delicious.
Yeah, our pudding is, it's fluffy and soft. And I mean, have you ever had mousse, Gully?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, imagine if mousse is smoother. You know how mousse is kind of stiff? If it was smoother and almost less than an oatmeal consistency. Have you ever had American pudding?
Not really, because...
Oh, my God,
I'll,
American pudding is amazing.
I'll be honest, though. Like, this, out of all of the sweet stuff, and you know me, I'm fat, I like to eat cake. This is the nastiest, horriblest, drizzling shit I have ever tasted
in my
life.
So English pudding is terrible.
Well, Christmas pudding especially is awful.
Then why don't people eat it?
A lot of people don't.
Because they're English. They're horrible. Weird. They're very strange in England.
I think they're being influenced by the French.
Yeah. Say what you want about the French, okay? There's three things that the French have that are pretty goddamn amazing, in my opinion. Number one, they have great health care in France. Don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, Gully? They have great health care.
Yes, they do.
And their pharmaceuticals are cheaper. Their premiums are cheaper. I mean, they have a better health care.
Definitely.
At least is what I've read. And, Gully, you've heard the same thing I've heard, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, very horny women in France.
Very
hairy as well, though.
Right, I know, but I'm not talking about that.
The talors.
Simply says, the horniness.
All natural.
Harry.
And number three, although I'm not a fan of their food, they have the most amazing desserts. The French pastry, oh my God. All the different types of cream-filled pastries and stuff, oh, they got it going on there.
You can't beat. I did also do a nice baguette. You can't beat a nice baguette or a nice croissant.
I'll tell you,
croissant in the morning.
How about these croissants that have... there's a place here. There's a French bakery in Springfield, and they make this. It's called an almond something croissant, and it is like this yellow custard. It is so sweet and so delicious. And it is on an almond croissant. And they cut the croissant in the middle. They put all the cream. And then they put the top on top of the... oh, I got to tell you what. I got to tell you. It is to die for.
The chocolate-filled croissants are really
nice
as well.
Now, this one isn't chocolate-filled, but I'm telling you, it is amazing. In fact, I crave this. Like, people always wonder what to get me for gifts. That's what you get me. Something like that.
Cake.
Something I can't always get. That is an amazing thing, that almond croissant. It is unbelievably tasty. But that's like a French pastry. You know, cream puffs are great. What about the Napoleon?
Oh, oui.
You know what I mean? Amazing pastry. The French have great desserts, horny women, and good health care.
I don't rate wine very much, though, to be honest. I'm not a wine drinker. So.
Yeah, I'm not a big wine drinker. But I'm just saying, those are three things that the French have that are better than the rest of us.
They make nice champagne, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
See, we're actually giving the French credit, and I actually, you know, the cheese-eating surrender monkeys to me,
but everything else is horrible. You know, everything else, I don't find any other reason to be there, but...
Yeah.
Good health care, horny women, and great desserts. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, those three things could make up for a lot, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Make up for a lot.
Just make sure you go with a razor if you ever go to France.
Right, well... I married a good old-fashioned half-Mexican girl. That's what I like. I like the Latina girls.
Oui, oui.
That's my cup of tea.
Who doesn't, really?
That's right. Well, listen, I guess that's it for the show. We're out of time. Man, since we moved to the afternoon, the time just flies. It really does. Feels like we just got started. Listen, for the after show today... For the after show today, I'm going to record the Dumb Media Show. DC is here. This is when we record the Dumb Media Show. So if you would like to listen in, I'll leave
this
it up the after
Ray
show.
Live.
Thank you.
And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Thank you. So today's after show will be me and DC doing the Dumb Media Show. So if you want to listen to it live, feel free. That's what you'll be hearing. If not, you can check out the podcast of that when it becomes available later tonight. This show, of course, will be available for podcast. Tell your friends. Video replay up on Chubby Ray as soon as this one's over, and podcast will be available soon on Facebook and through iTunes a little bit later on. Gorilla, I thank you. Good luck with your marriage.
Tell your friends, don't tell Mercy.
And Gully, I'll talk to you tomorrow as well. Later, guys. That's
it
for Chubby Ray Live. So long, everybody.
Viva la Chambalente!